Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We have a freeze warning and a frost advisory in effect this morning, but I'll show you why this will be the last warning this week. It'll be this cold.
Firefighters have just left a structure fire here behind me, but coming up, I'll tell you if anybody was hurt.
WRAL has confirmed more than 150 cases of cancer in people who have worked or studied here at Poe Hall at NC State. And now today, for the first time, students and staff can get some questions answered.
And today is the deadline for former President Donald Trump to pay nearly $500 million bond. What could be seized from him if he doesn't pay up?
Duke seals his spot in the Sweet 16 after defeating James Madison by nearly 40 points. We'll tell you what you expect in that next round. And it is the Sweet 16 round, and we do have three local teams still in play. This is fantastic. I'm Jeff Hogan. Welcome to your Monday.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu. What a weekend of basketball.
Awesome.
Awesome. It was incredible. So really exciting. We'll get to that coming up. But first, we have to get to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner because it is cold out there this morning.
It is coat weather again, but we do have a big warm up in our forecast this week. So this is not going to last long. But the dark purple area here is where we have a freeze warning, where temperatures could be at or below freezing this morning. And then in the light blue area, which is our southern counties, including Fayetteville and Clinton, that's where we have a frost advisory, meaning there could just be a little bit of patchy frost for us to start off with. We'll take a live look at Goldsboro this morning. Our skies are clear. We've got a beautiful moon out there. The moon is full right now. It's gorgeous. 37 is the temperature in the triangle. We have a light wind coming out of the northeast. So not much of a wind chill. We take a look at temperatures. It's 32 in Roxborough and South Hill, 36 Southern Pines, 36 in Fayetteville, 33 Goldsboro, 35 in Rocky Mount. But you know the drill. We probably won't see our coldest temperature until around 7. So we have a lot of time for these temperatures to drop. And there's a little bit of a wind chill. It feels like 30 in Southern Pines. It feels like 30 in Rocky Mount. It feels like 26 degrees in South Hill. The breezier it is, the more uncomfortable it feels, but the less chance that we'll end up seeing freezing or frosty conditions. Our skies are clear this morning, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue. And we take a look at our forecast through the day. Yeah, we're going to stay in the 30s all the way until around 10 a.m. It's going to look like winter. But this afternoon will be more comfortable than yesterday. We'll see sunshine like we did yesterday, but we won't see as much wind, and temperatures will be in the mid-60s. And we do have some rain in the forecast for the middle of the week. We'll go through that coming up.
So folks in the Triangle waking up to that frost advisory this morning, and WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from Page Farms in Wake County. And Kelsey, these farmers, they're up early, right? Working because of those cold temperatures right now. They've got a lot to do.
Jeff, this morning, the farmers are already up. We saw them this morning whenever we were coming in just after 4 o'clock. You can see that there's white flowers here behind me, but those will eventually turn into strawberries. And these farmers are already here trying to protect those strawberries as they're trying to grow. So take a look at this video earlier that we shot. The farmers are spraying the flowers this morning, which may sound a little backwards, but they're hoping that the ice will freeze and build up friction to protect their harvest from the ups and downs of this weather. They're concerned about the cold weather because their crops are blooming early.
Now we're probably 15 or 20%, and if you lose 20% of your crop, that's a big part of the income.
So they're really concerned about making sure that they can keep that income. And the owner of Page Farms, Danny Page, says that they're expecting to see their first strawberries on April 1st, and then they'll open to the public on April 10th. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
And we're following some breaking news this morning. A house fire around 2 o'clock this morning in Raleigh happened on Granite Street. Nick Perlin joins us live from the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Nick, crews have been investigating there for a few hours.
That's right. They've been investigating, and they actually have just left right as we were coming onto air. This fire happened at this home right behind me. I wanted to zoom in a little bit more and show you guys more of the scene, but since firefighters left, it's just really dark. It is hard to really show you what's going on back there, but I can tell you just from looking, you can see major damage to the roof and the front door. Just some quick information that we did learn from firefighters on the scene. We do know that this fire was, the home, excuse me, was vacant. So luckily, nobody was injured during this fire. Firefighters are still trying to figure out who owns this home, and we're still trying to figure that out as well. And of course, they're still trying to figure out what exactly caused this fire. So those are still the questions that we have early this morning. We're going to try to get more information. And once we have new information, we'll be sure to update you. Live in Raleigh, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
A man with a gun is still on the run this morning, hours after escaping an arrest in Raleigh during the struggle to escape. A police officer fired a weapon. This happened at the area of Greencastle Townhomes. It's right off New Hope Church Road. Just after 11 o'clock Sunday morning, that's when police tried to arrest a man, and there was a struggle. The person started to run. The preliminary investigation found the officer fired during this exchange. No one was injured. The bullet holes could be seen in buildings and cars nearby. Raleigh police want you to stay aware and report anything suspicious.
NC State students and staff could get some answers today when the university holds its first webinar on Poe Hall. The university closed the building last fall after concerns of heightened rates of cancer in people who worked or studied in that building. And WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from NC State's campus this morning. Laura, the chancellor, providing an update for us today.
Michelle, good morning. As we know, this building here, Poe Hall behind me, has been vacant for months now. So today, for the first time, we will hear from the chancellor in regards to providing updates and answering questions on the timeline and progress of the evaluation of Poe Hall. With this today, students and staff will also get to speak with health experts in this meeting. The university will also provide updates on the school's work with the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health on its ongoing health hazard evaluation. In November, testing confirmed high levels of cancer-causing chemicals, PCBs, inside. PCBs can cause a wide variety of health issues like respiratory problems, cancers, and developmental issues in children. Since the closure, WRAL 5 on Your Side has independently confirmed 152 cases of cancer in people who have worked or studied in Poe Hall. In an exclusive interview with Chancellor Randy Woodson, he tells WRAL's Keely Arthur that the university won't be able to respond to specific health questions until more building testing is completed.
And there's so much anxiety around the fact of, was I exposed? Am I going to get sick?
And we're working on it as quickly as we can.
The chancellor says that the testing should be completed by the end of April. Again, this meeting is only for students and staff here at NC State, but it will be available online later as well. We'll keep you updated on what happens during this meeting. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
A man charged with two murders that were committed 2 days apart will make his first court appearance in Durham today. 41-year-old Daryl Hart has been charged in the death of LaRon Allen. Allen died February 8th on Denfield Street. Hart is also charged in the murder of Gregory Hedden, who died on February 10th on Horton Road. Hart was taken into custody February 29th in Charlotte after leading police on a chase. Durham police tell us that both homicides are isolated incidents.
Former President Donald Trump is facing a critical deadline today in his biggest legal battle yet. A court has ordered that he submit a $464 million bond today. This all comes after a judge found him, his family, and the Trump Organization liable for fraudulent business practices. If Trump doesn't come up with a financial guarantee today, New York's attorney general can start the process of collecting on money owed. That could come down to ordering some of the former president's properties to be seized. Trump's lawyer are trying to stop that from happening. They've asked a court to put collection efforts on hold while he appeals the verdict.
UNC Hospitals, UNC Health Rex, and UNC Health Chatham are ending some temporary age-based visitor restrictions today. Visitors 11 years and younger will once again be allowed to into those inpatient areas and waiting rooms. Visitors with respiratory symptoms will still be prohibited from those areas. The change is because of decreasing hospital admissions for flu, RSV, and COVID.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Raleigh tomorrow. They'll attend a private fundraiser in Raleigh where the lowest donation to attend right now, $3,300. Biden and Harris will also be delivering remarks during their visit. WRAL will provide full coverage of their visit.
Russia has been left reeling in the wake of the nation's worst terrorist attacks in decades. The four suspects in the concert hall attack were brought to court individually in Moscow yesterday. The same day declared a national day of mourning for the victims. Three pled guilty on all charges, and all of them will remain behind bars until they're back in court May 22nd. At least 137 people were killed in Friday's attacks. Moscow's Department of Health says it has started identifying victims through DNA testing, saying the process will take at least 2 weeks.
The Duke Blue Devils not only sealed their spot in the Sweet 16, they made sure it wasn't even close. The game was not close. Duke trounced James Madison University by nearly 40 points, 93-55. From the start, JMU was outmatched at every turn.
It helps, you know, when you have a guy like Jared McCain. You know, he broke the Duke record today for threes in the NCAA tournament. We've had some pretty good shooters here.
And I want to do everything I can to win. And tonight, if that was making shots, making threes, and then that's what it was. So I'm just grateful to even have this opportunity to go to the Sweet 16.
Unbelievable. On to the Sweet 16 we go. Let's take a look at how it's shaking out. Duke will play Houston Friday in Dallas. Depending how things shake out, Duke and NC State could be on a collision course to meet in the Elite Eight.
And Michelle, that's because NC State will play Marquette in the Sweet 16 on Friday in Dallas. UNC plays Alabama Thursday in Los Angeles. WRL's Pat Welter will be in Los Angeles. Chris Lee in Dallas. Our coverage live starts on Wednesday.
So exciting. All right, coming up for us, terrifying moments all captured on camera. We'll show you the moments a mom jumped into action after her teenage daughter was ambushed by a masked man while trying to enter her apartment.
Parts of the Midwest are seeing heavy snow and blizzard conditions. We'll take a look at the snowfall from Minnesota to Maine.
And we may not be getting any snow, but it sure is a cold Monday morning here. This is a live look at Clayton. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has a look at our weather for the week ahead.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
445, and we're starting off with some freezing conditions this morning. We do have some freezing temperatures up near the Virginia line, but we haven't seen the coldest temperatures yet of the morning. So once we get closer to like 6, 7, 8 o'clock this morning, we may see more widespread freezing temperatures. Frost advisory in effect for our southern counties. And as Kelsey Coffey showed us just a little while ago, the strawberries are already starting to bloom. Farmers are out busy this morning trying to protect those strawberries and some other fruit crops that are starting to bud a little bit. We take a live look at Apex and all is quiet this morning. Skies are clear. Beautiful moon out there right now. It is 33 in Tarboro and in South Hill, 32 in Lewisburg, 36 Southern Pines, 34 Irwin, and 38 in Goldsboro. So it is a cold start this morning. Our temperature this afternoon, mid-60s.
And it was a snowy first weekend of spring for people in the Midwest and the Northeast. Take a look at this. This is video from Vermont, where kids enjoyed sledding after what had been a relatively warm winter. Parts of Vermont and Maine saw nearly 3 feet of snow this weekend. And places including Iowa and Minnesota are also feeling a winter-like blast. At the end of March, Minneapolis and St. Paul could see another 6 inches of snow by tomorrow.
This doesn't make you flinch at all?
No, absolutely not crazy at all. It feels good. My dog loves it.
They're used to it. Other parts of the country are dealing with heavy rains and high winds. Philadelphia was hit by more than 3 inches of rain on Saturday alone.
Heart-stopping video from New York City shows the moment a man tried to kidnap a teenage girl right in front of her door, in front of her front door. And this is video that you see the girl about to go into her apartment. A man wearing a mask jumps in from behind her there, tries to pull her away down a hallway. The girl's mother comes out of the apartment and chases those two down. Off camera, she kicked and fought with that man down a flight of stairs before he let that teen go. The woman suffered a dislocated shoulder and an eye injury, but her daughter was safe.
Yeah, I just had angels by my side. I'm just so grateful and so thankful just to have her back.
And police say the man who tried to kidnap the girl is a former coworker of hers. He pleaded not guilty to a list of charges.
An emerging threat to the 2024 elections, artificial intelligence. State and federal officials scrambling to prepare themselves and the public as election season heats up. They're trying to police AI-generated robocalls and fake videos that could spread misinformation about political candidates, even about where and when to vote. WREL spoke with experts who urged action and state lawmakers about whether they'll take any action before November. Find out what they said and read tips on how to spot those fake ads at the NC Capitol section of WREL.com.
Today, Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Shohei Ohtani plans to speak publicly. It'll be the first time we hear from him since he fired his interpreter over accusations that he stole millions of dollars from Ohtani to pay for illegal gambling. The accusations came out as the Dodgers were playing the San Diego Padres in South Korea last week. Ohtani says the interpreter stole millions of dollars from him to pay a bookie. He had been Ohtani's interpreter for more than a decade. Ohtani signed a $700 million contract with the Dodgers this past offseason.
Today is the start of the Speed a Little, Lose a Lot campaign. The governor's highway safety program is cracking down on speeding. There will be increased law enforcement patrols from agencies across the state working to prevent speeding. NCDOT says speeding is the leading cause of deadly crashes. The campaign runs through the end of the month.
Good morning. Ken Smith here in the WREL Live Center with some breaking news following an Ashanti alert issued for a 22-year-old young woman. Her name is Jessie Nicole Cunha. This is the information that we have right now. Harnett County Sheriff's Office issuing this alert for Jessie Nicole Cunha. She's 22 years old, white female, about 5 feet, 160 pounds. Deputies believe she was kidnapped and she could be in some possible danger. She's blonde hair, shoulder length hair as well, blue eyes. She has pierced ears as well. She was last seen in Benson, North Carolina, in a Honda Civic, the model Civic LS, a 2018 black, with, North Carolina license plate KCN2043. Again, KCN2043. We'll keep following this story here in the WRL Live Center and keep you updated. But again, an Ashanti alert for 22-year-old Jessie Nicole Cunias.
Happening today, NC State women's basketball hosts Tennessee at Reynolds Coliseum with a spot for the Sweet 16 on the line. NC State is 3 seed in the region. They advance to this round with a big win over Chattanooga in the opening round on Saturday. 6 seed Tennessee got here with a win over Green Bay. Tip off today's second round matchups, 4 o'clock this afternoon, and the winner will play Stanford in the Sweet 16 Friday.
And NC State will be looking to join Duke in the Sweet 16. The Blue Devils advanced on Sunday with a big upset win over Big Ten champion Ohio State on their home floor in Columbus. Duke won 75-63. They'll play either Syracuse or UConn in the Sweet 16 on Saturday.
Season is over for UNC women. They fell to the tournament's top overall seed, South Carolina, 88-41. The Tar Heels finished the season with a 20-13 record.
All right, 4:50 is the time now on your Monday morning. And boy, are we feeling that chill in the air. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a live look over Zebulon. You need the coat today, that's for sure.
You do. And then after that, we're going to see a nice warm up, especially in the afternoons coming up this week. So it's really just this morning that you're going to have to grab the coat. It's still going to be a little chilly tomorrow morning, probably still in the upper 30s. But then after that, things are looking pretty good. Our dew point's 29. So it's a little bit of moisture in the atmosphere for us this morning. We climb into the 40s by around 10 a.m. It's going to be a cool day today, but not as cold as yesterday. Yesterday, we were in the 50s all day, and today we climb into the 60s. Take a look at some of those specific temperatures heading out the door. Look at that. It's 29 right now in Siler City, 32 in Lewisburg, 29 in Henderson, 30 in Roxboro, 33 in South Hill, 35 Wilson, 33 in Goldsboro. So there are a few crops out there that are beginning to bloom, strawberries, potentially peaches in our area. So the farmers are out trying to protect them from freezing conditions this morning. Sanford's at 29, 32 in Smithfield, 34 Irwin, and again, as I said, 33 in Goldsboro. But the temperatures will likely fall a few more degrees. It's a freeze warning, in effect in the purple and then in the lighter blue, that's where we have a frost advisory. And any of that certainly is concerning to farmers, especially that freeze warning. Temperatures compared to yesterday, anywhere from just a couple of degrees to as much as 5 degrees colder. So it's a noticeable difference this morning. And this afternoon will be just the opposite. It'll be noticeably actually warmer and less windy. 64 in Raleigh, 63 in Durham, and 65 in Fayetteville. So it should feel very comfortable this afternoon. It was a beautiful day yesterday with all that sunshine. We'll see that. It'll just be a little warmer. 66 is our normal high. So we're pretty close to that all week long. This is interesting because so often this time of year, you know, it's way up and way down. And this week is just going to be sort of static for us. It's a little cooler Thursday at 58. That's going to put us almost 10 degrees below normal. But our morning lows really start to warm up. 42 is our normal low. We're a little below that for tomorrow. And then after that, looking at 40s and 50s for the middle of the week and into the weekend. You can see there the blue shaded color contours where temperatures are below normal. We start to warm up a little bit in the middle of the week. That's where we're going to see some rain coming through. And then we get a shot of some cooler temperatures. But looking at the weekend, it actually looks pretty mild. Of course, we have a high pollen count for trees, especially that pine pollen is so messy. And we'll take a look at what's coming. This system is producing some strong thunderstorms across parts of Texas and some snow up to the north and west. We'll see rain on Wednesday into Thursday, but it does look like it's going to dry out a little bit for the weekend. And coming up, we're going to walk through Wednesday and Thursday hour by hour, talk about how much rain we may see. But look at this. Talk about a gorgeous weekend, mid to upper 70s with some sunshine.
It does look awesome.
We'll take it.
Afternoons this week get to a good spot. It is spring break season for a lot of folks out there. If you're planning to spend time at this popular North Carolina beach, you could have some issues. We'll explain why the beach at Cape Hatteras is temporarily closed.